Coming up in this edition of Broncos TV presented by Comcast, the Broncos hit the field for the first time in day one of quarterback camp. Stay tuned.
With Comcast On Demand, you can watch all of your favorite Broncos whenever you want.
You'll get exclusive footage featuring weekly game highlights and other Broncos programming that's only available from Comcast and the NFL Network On Demand.
Like today, we're at Broncos headquarters to watch Champ Bailey shaving. How's the shave going, Champ?
Yeah, smooth, real smooth.
That's what I'm talking about.
Comcast Digital Cable, On Demand, the NFL Network. Get the Broncos footage you want, when you want it.
Day one of quarterback camp has come and gone for the Broncos, and it was a beautiful day at Dove Valley where the rookies and veterans donned the orange and blue for the first time in looking forward to the 2008 season, a season in which head coach Mike Shanahan is excited about.
Well, it's always great to get everybody in. You know, you go through free agency, you go through the draft, obviously the free agents in the draft, and you finally get a chance to watch them practice. So it's always an interesting day, and it's nice to get started.
So we all fired up, man. It was great to be back out there today running around and you know, competing against the offense. But, you know, we're ready to go, and hopefully this year we can do some of the things everybody was expecting us to do last year.
Elvis Dumervil believes the Broncos will have good chemistry and was excited to see the first glimpse of the 2008 season.
It's great, man. We got a lot of young guys, got, you know, a good mixture of veterans as well, and we're excited. I think we're very talented, and, you know, got a new scheme coming in. It's a great year for a new year.
An encouraging sign for the Broncos was the presence of wide receiver Brandon Marshall, who continues to recover from an off-season arm injury.
Brandon Marshall practiced today. He just didn't catch the football. So he's running all the routes right now. He's doing everything that a receiver would do except catch the ball. June 22nd will be his first day he's able to catch the football, which will give us plenty of time before, obviously, we start our summer ball.
That concludes our coverage from day one of quarterback camp. But Broncos TV will be back tomorrow as the Broncos hit the field tomorrow morning for day two.